Log Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you dial. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
The next people that I meet, so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. With my man Father Time. Father Time, what's happening, dog?
What's cracking, Doc?
Man, I don't know. The music closes up. But, hey, nevertheless. All right, check this out, y'all. All right, we've been on it, been trying to hit. But, who all watch Love of Hip Hop? You got any fans out there?
No, I did.
Okay. Look and stuff, what's up?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
We chilling. Are you a Love of Hip Hop fan?
No, I've never seen the show.
I can't ask you nothing.
Right.
All right, dog. Well, let's just okay. We got the show called Love of Hip Hop, right? You got situations where you know.
Whoa! Before we get started, man, we gotta let everybody know, man. New web address, man.
Ah, my fault. Well, hit them off with it, man.
Man, SinCityRadio.net, y'all. That's our new website address.
We're not anymore.
You can still use the name, but we prefer everybody to use the SinCityRadio.net.
All right.
You feel me?
All right.
So that's how we jumped it off. All right, man. Go ahead, man.
All right. Check this out. We got... Damn, man. I can't kind of feel where I was at. All right, check this out.
The show, Love and Hip Hop.
All right, you'll have to work the board, man. I'm a little froze up over here. All right, check this out. We got the show called Love and Hip Hop. You know, it features various rappers and all this. So, in instance, we have rapper Lil Scrappy. Well, his mother and his fiance, they've been back and forth. And it's been going on for a while now, probably over a year or so. I mean, you know, since the show been on, they've been going at it back and forth. So Scrappy says, you know, let's try to calm the waters. You know, I'm going to try to calm the waters with your mother. You need to try to calm the waters with my mother. You know, let's try to have a, you know, decent conversation. So,
the key word is try. We're going to try to have a decent conversation. That's the key word. They try.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, they get ready to have this. They get ready to have this dinner, you know. Her mother's there. Now, her mother's been getting on his ass, too, you know, talking about, you know, him cheating and him doing the shit that he does, you know, whether he did. And, you know, he like, well, as far as, you know, me and her with all that, that's behind us. So, you know, the mother kind of, you know, she voiced the opinion, like, you know, I seen what you did. You did a lot of stuff to hurt my daughter. So, you know,
right, which is what any mother would do.
Right. Man, I'm not. Didn't hit me no argument on that one. But you know, he calls his fiance over and he said, "Well, baby, you know, why don't you tell your mama some of the positive things that you know been coming out of her?" And before he could even finish the sentence. Oh, his fiance just went in on his mother. You don't say shit when your mama calling me bitches and all that. Just went in, went hard on him. I mean, it snapped off so bad, got to pushing him, talking shit to him, called him all kind of bitches. I mean, it was just brutal. Janine, what's up?
Hello.
Okay, you watch Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, I seen that episode. Yeah.
Right, that was last night's episode.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, because, okay, before I even ask you, Tama, you sitting there. She go in on your mama. And you seen how hard she went in on his mama. She go in on your mama that hard. What do you do? Tama?
Oh, I'm defending my mama. I don't blame Scrappy for a damn thing he did. He was completely in the right. His girl was completely wrong. His mom didn't even say shit. All he said was, "Why don't you tell your moms some positive shit about us? She always hearing the negative." That's all he asked her to do. And she completely snapped out on his mother, who really didn't say nothing. She wasn't saying nothing. Just chilling. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't really getting, she, you know, she didn't really disrespect the old girl. She didn't call out her name. She wasn't even saying nothing through the whole conversation, basically. It was her mother doing all the talking. And she just completely snapped off on his mama. You know what I mean? That was just that build up from last year's show to this year. You know what I'm saying? She saw opportunity. I got everybody in here. I'm going to say exactly what I feel I need to say. You know, she wasn't about nothing positive. She wasn't about nothing positive. The whole scene.
And I got
she wasn't no shit positive. I don't blame him. He said, "I ain't leaving till I get my motherfucking ring." That ring, what they said was worth like
$21,000. Yeah.
I don't blame him. I want my fucking ring back. This shit is over. And she pushed him for no reason. He was like, hey, get off my mama. That's all he said. Back up off my mama. And she pushed him. Now, how she expect him to react? That's what I'm saying. She was completely wrong, man. She did that shit for the fucking cameras, dude.
Okay.
She was wrong.
Janine, a woman's point of view, please.
I mean, I gotta agree. I did also think that maybe they was doing that for the show. You know what I mean? Because she just... The mama hadn't even said nothing, and she
exactly.
had started hitting on her, and she was just being totally disrespectful. And my thing is, if that was the plan, was to come in and sit down and have a discussion, it just seemed like she already knew in her head what she wanted to do. You see what I mean?
Like I said, it was
like,
that build-up.
Like,
she saw
like
that opportunity.
She didn't want to make it right. Yeah, she didn't want to make it right. She wanted to be able to get all that shit off her chest. You see what I'm saying?
And this was the perfect opportunity for her to do it. She speaking all of us here.
That was for.
I'm gonna say what I gotta say. She been beefing with the woman for the last year and a half.
Exactly. Exactly.
She was completely wrong.
But my thing is, why say something now if you haven't said nothing all this time?
Exactly. That makes me think that it was all part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking she had this shit planned already. She already knew what she was gonna say. She
knew what?
She wasn't no shit positive.
Yeah.
You know what? And I understand that, and I understand the ratings. You know, and everything ratings game. I understand that. But I just don't know if I could have dealt with that. I mean, you know, you really made my mother look bad. I mean, you really went in on my mother. Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument that it was. Let's just hypothetically speak this. Let's just say if it wasn't for the cameras and she really went in on his mother like that. I mean, god damn.
He gonna protect his mother, man. He gonna protect his mother. That's what he's supposed. That's what any man gonna do.
Yeah, that's what any man would do.
I'm not gonna let you just snap out on my mother. Not while I'm sitting there. Come on now, we on TV? Hell no.
And see, I also wondered why. Remember when that whole thing happened with the mother bringing the ex girlfriend?
That was bullshit too.
And remember he came. But he told,
and he told her.
Right? And remember they said they were gonna go talk to the mom together. So why didn't she go? I think she chose not to go. To go talk to the mother. You see what I mean? I think she had been avoiding talking to his mother, and now you got all this anger built up towards this woman. But instead of saying that, you know what I'm saying? Instead of saying that or saying, I'm not ready to have this sit down. You know what I mean? That's what you should have just said.
Well, she did tell him that in the store. She did say, give me a couple days.
Yeah,
she did say that in the store.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it had been a couple of days. It probably had been a couple of days before they had the dinner.
Well, I just think she was completely wrong, and I totally agree with all Scrappy's actions.
Well, Mama
didn't
D
do nothing
said,
no regular motherfucker would have done.
Well, Mama D said off of her head anyway, so that bitch ain't going to be living too much longer.
And she's scandalous as hell.
She said
his mama ain't
head.
No fucking joke.
Hey, they said she used to be a pimp.
She's scandalous as a motherfucker. I mean, she got on camera and said, oh, I'm breaking these motherfuckers up. She ain't going to be in the kingdom.
Exactly.
I'm going to do what I got to do to break these motherfuckers up. And then she brought the other girl in on the low, which was that even for a mama, that was kind of foul.
But mamas do that. Mamas do that, so I know mamas do that.
No, that was foul.
Now, with that being said, now, my mother, and you know, my mother, you know, she always takes her opinion. She always does. I mean, no matter what I do, she states her opinion. She will tell me, and when it's me and her, there's no holds barred. She'll tell me how she feels. She'll tell me if she don't like this person. She'll tell me, hey, don't bring this person around me. That's just the way my mother is. But, god damn.
You agree with his mama did, dog?
No, I don't agree with it, but nevertheless, it's his mama. And I mean,
His mama, I'm done with her.
Man.
I'm building something with her.
Can
then
I
your mom's turn around and sneak old girl in through the back
can
door?
Can I finish what I'm saying, brother?
All right, man. That show just pissed me off, man. I'm so fucking hyped up. Go ahead, man. I try to control my shit.
Oh, damn. All right. I mean, I'm just saying this. I mean, at some point in time, even when your mother do say something, even when you ain't listening, you still listening. You know what I mean? You're going to always constantly listen to your mother, no matter what. I mean, not to say you're going to do everything that she say, but you're going to listen.
All right, hold that thought, dog. Hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, fellas, what's up? This is Selena.
What's up? Who this?
Selena.
What's happening,
hey.
Selena?
Hey, nothing much.
All right, now before he continued, did you see Love and Hip Hop last night?
I didn't because I fell asleep. So.
All right, you got to get it on demand. All right, go ahead, dog.
I mean, okay, Selena, I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard about it, right?
Exactly. I can put two and two together while Father Sam sent me out, but whatever.
I didn't mean to cut y'all, sweetheart.
I mean, you know, and Selena, I know you, you know me. We go way back. You know, I know your history. You know my history. Now,
all right.
With Mama D and Erica and all that, who was wrong?
You know what? I kind of say both of them were because, you know, she probably had a lot built up because that lady have overstepped her bounds so much. And I feel like Crappy should have stepped up and just really put his foot down. Mama or not, I feel like both women should play their position. Everybody should know their position. No, she shouldn't have went out probably like that. But at the same time, you said she snuck this chick up in her house?
No, in the studio. Scrappy was in the studio, and then Moms brought the ex in on the low.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Now, I did see that. See, I'm not big on TV, period. I don't be watching too much, but, you know, I catch it every now and then. But I did see that when she was wrong for that. But Scrappy ain't no angel either. I mean, shit, cut it off. Cut the shit, little friend or not. You just...
Let me interrupt you. Now, I'm cutting you off on purpose this time. He told his mother several times, Ma, when I'm going left, you go left with me. When she brought old girl in the studio, he was like, "Ma, I ain't on this. I'm trying to build something with Erica. Work with us."
And he did step in
and try to tone his mom down.
Yeah, but you can only control mom. You know, you can't really control mama. But at the same time, hey, no, mom, let mama know you mean business. She cut her ass off if you really want your family to work. Because in the Bible it says, when you get with your woman, you have a way to go. You break yourself away from mama. You know, you ain't no damn child no more.
I disagree with that.
I'm not cutting my mom off.
Right, that's a different show, because I totally disagree with that.
That'll never happen. I'm not saying cutting her off as far as keeping her out of y'all's business, as far as quit running to your mama with your problems. Because when you get back with her, mama's still going to have an opinion of Erica, which means you know how your mama is. You should never brought it to her, period. Because when you get into it with people and then you get back with that person, people going to feel a certain type of way. Nobody's going to cut their mom off. I'm saying cutting her off as far as in your relationship, period.
But Selena,
every time she brings Erica up, shut mama down. Just ignore the whole, when she brings Erica's name up, just switch the subject. It ain't hard.
Shit. All right, Selena, I understand what you're saying. But ain't that everybody has
no.
a reason, though, right? No,
yeah,
I mean,
everybody because my mama don't get in my business at all. You know, she'll tell me if I'm doing right or wrong, but as far as, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, going as far as, like, Mama D is, nah, my mama got a hell of a lot more class than that. She ain't getting that shit. And I'm totally opposite of my mother. She'll tell me, you know, Selena, you fucking up. But, hey, it's up to me to make my own decision.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something, Selena. I'm gonna tell you something. As far as sons tend to migrate towards their mother more than daughters, sons tend to talk to their moms about their problems. You know what I'm saying? Because mom's gonna tell you straight up. She ain't gonna give you no bullshit. She gonna tell you straight up, and she gonna tell you exactly how she feel about the situation, whether you get back with old girl or not.
Exactly. My mom and brother is very close, but at the same time, she still don't get in that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Between him and his two baby mamas and all that drama, she tell him, hey, sit your ass down. Man up or leave the damn girl alone. You know, that's in their situation. But as far as mama coming to her, you know what I'm saying, coming to these women all foul, no, my mama ain't going there unless you put your damn hand on it. And that's a totally different
Okay, the woman didn't even say nothing at the table. She was just sitting there, and she just snapped out on her.
Who did? Erica did?
Yeah. Scrappy mama didn't say shit to Erica. Nothing. She didn't say. She was talking to her mother, and she just, Scrappy said, hey, tell your moms. He talking to Erica. He said, tell your moms all the, you know, some of the positive things. You know what I'm saying? All your mom knows the negative shit about us. Tell her some of the positive things. And then she just jumped up and snapped. Well, you don't tell your mama this, and your mama called me all kind of bitches. You ain't say shit and all that kind of bullshit.
And,
so
and
I
hold
don't blame
on.
That man for reacting the way he did. And
can
give
I
him back his
right
fucking
there?
Ring.
Hold on. Let me jump in here, man. He told her. He said, okay, since you saying that, well, I got my mom and you right here, mama, don't disrespect my girl no more.
He sure did say that. And she said, okay.
Mm-hmm. She said, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
she just jumped up and snapped.
Erica just got bucked in front of her mother, which was very disrespectful because she didn't sit down with Mama D. I've seen a couple of times, and she wasn't getting all, you know, acting all well like they said she was being. So, I don't know what that was about, but if I was crappy, no, don't disrespect my mama at all.
Right. Hold that thought, Selena. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hold on.
Very low.
Very low.
What's up, Doc? I'm pretty sure you'll be able to catch on if you watch Love and Hip Hop. But back to what I was telling you, Selena.
Uh-huh.
That woman didn't say nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say nothing negative to her. She didn't say nothing disrespectful to her. Actually, she didn't even have a conversation with this girl at all.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking to her mother. And all Scrappy said was, tell your moms about the positives in our relationship. Because all she knows is the negative. Because that's how she's coming. Every time she come at him, it's something negative. Because Erica's telling her moms all the negative shit.
Right.
All he said was, tell my mom the positive stuff. And she just went off.
Uh-huh. And you know, see, that would have been the whole situation. Probably if it was off camera, he probably would have beat the shit out of Erica if mama ain't.
Oh, he looked like you wanted to. He looked like he was upset for real. Ain't no cameras. That motherfucker looked like he was highly pissed.
Yeah, definitely, because you know I've been in that situation before, but I had to put on my big girl panties and just back the hell off, because you ain't gonna come between a man and his mother ever. And I've never seen it done. But at the same time, like I said, everybody should know their position. And I feel like people shouldn't be running back telling their business to their mama. Your mama didn't raise you. You know, come to her for advice, not to be telling all the negatives. Like he said, tell some positive shit. You know what I'm saying? Because then when you get back with them, then all mamas think about is the negative shit. You know, tell them, hey, scrap by Mr. Rose and shit this week just because, you know? But, you know, I don't know. That's sad.
I didn't see the show. I don't know nothing about the show, but I can completely concur with that. Because, like I said, you don't go, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to talk to somebody about all your damn business, make sure it's a neutral party. Somebody
exactly.
That, you know what I'm saying, maybe.
Who's more
like,
neutral than my mama?
No, she's
not
a neutral party. That's
she's
a biased
neutral.
Opinion all day, every day, because that's your mama. You know what I'm
How's
saying?
Your
when
mama's
say,
opinion biased?
Because.
Your mama's going to tell you like it is. She's going to tell you the
maybe
real.
So.
Quicker than your best
not,
friend will.
Maybe
well,
you're
right,
so, but she's too close
mama.
To you. Your mama is too close to you, and you know what I'm saying, you take your mother's opinion at a whole different level than you take the next motherfucker's opinion. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to talk to somebody and let somebody in on, like, all your business, it needs to be a person who, you know what I'm saying, like, you're just a sounding board, period. Like, you don't know me all that well, you don't know my man all that well, I just need to talk. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, whatever your opinion is, I'm not going to hold or value too much because I was just venting.
Well,
maybe
I disagree
you...
with that because my mom, you know, she's going to tell me flat out the shit. I tell you what, I put some shit like 6 months ago. That was real foul in her head. But I felt like to this day, I felt like I made the right decision in doing it. But she told me flat out you was wrong. And, you know what I'm saying, well, whatever. She didn't take facts, but she let me know, hey, that was some bullshit, and you need to fix it or whatever. And I felt, like I said, we totally different people. She wasn't taking his side, but at the same time, she told me both of y'all fucked up, either having it or break away from each other. So I can't really say that all moms is biased, but at the same time, I know some mothers that will bet for their son and daughters to the teeth, knowing damn well that they in the wrong, and it's really not helping them. It's hindering them very much.
Yeah. Okay, then when you break it down to that, then it all depends on your relationship with your mother. But I mean,
right?
Like shit. In my situation, I tell my mama so much. You know what I'm saying? I don't tell her everything because like I said on a previous show, once I tell her all the bad shit in my relationship, that's the only thing she's ever going to relate to.
Right.
And she's not going to look at it as, well, he put a smile on your face for 3 weeks. She's going to look at it as, well, he made you cry for 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I don't tell her every.
Can I say something here?
Hold on before you do that, dog. We got to, everybody say hi to Mother Nature.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on. Hold on. All right, Doc, go ahead.
Suma?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, allow me to retort.
I gotta bring in the new callers, right?
Now, you saying like now? I heard Liquor Soul say that you know she don't tell her mother everything because you know. But now, just what you said is what the hell happened, Megan? Everything she said, everything she wrote to her mom about was negative about Scrap. Everything. And that's all the same thing. She got on there, man, and she said some outlandish shit, like calling with your broke ass, yeah, your broke bitch, and this, that, and
who
other.
Said that? Who said that?
Erica.
Erica.
That's
what said that to him. No,
nah, calling him broke bitches and all this. Now, let's be realistic. If it wasn't for him, would nobody know who the fuck you are?
She wouldn't be on that show.
You wouldn't be
exactly.
on that show with nobody know who the fuck you are. Hell,
she wouldn't be collecting a check.
When you said Scrappy, and if you really said anything, anything you said towards Scrappy, if you're talking about female wise, you always affiliate him with old girl Diamond from Prime Mom. Oh, yeah, that's the bitch he used to fuck
uh-huh.
with.
Uh-huh.
You ain't uh-huh. never affiliate him with Erica. He made her.
Well, you know, that's all that reality TV shit is, and I've been watching something where, you know what I'm saying, they can say that shit. You know, a lot of the fights are paid. Like, you know what I'm saying? The camera people or whatever, the producers of the show will be like, you know what I'm saying, well, go ahead and pull her hair or spit on her or do this and that. You know, a lot of that shit.
I don't think they do that on that show. I think that show is 100% legit. I think that show was straight up real. I don't think none of that shit is scripted.
All of them people are getting paid for being there. Not every single detail is real life. Some of them people, you know what I'm saying, they might have a motherfucking fight on the air, and as soon as the show is over, they're going to have dinner together. Not everything you
right.
see on a reality TV
I
show.
I don't think so. I don't think this show is like that. I think they actually don't fucking like each other.
Hold on.
They don't
money.
Like each other.
All about money.
Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. All right, I understand what you're saying. Look, so I understand what he's saying. But we more or less, we talking about this in a real sense. I mean, yeah, that could have been scripted. But just think if this really did happen. You know what I'm saying? Who was right and who was wrong if that really was to happen?
She was wrong. She was wrong.
I would never go out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Whoever my dude is, if for me to disrespect his mother in any way, shape, form, or fashion, you know what I'm saying? If I don't pull her to the side and we have a decent conversation together, then I'm wrong. Because you just don't disrespect a motherfucker's mama. I mean, period. And I
yeah, but how can you have a conversation if you're full of anger? It's going to turn into what we saw last night.
You're right.
No,
and
that, and you know what?
Point,
I can't see that. I can't see that. I mean, because that's just like me and your father. You know what I'm saying? You know, your father might say some shit about me. Like, you know, that little motherfucker, he look like he a hoe or something. He look like he don't take care of his kids. You know what I'm saying? Now, I might hear that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not going to walk up to your daddy and be like, you know what, you punk motherfucker.
Yeah, that's because that's right then and there. We're talking about a year and a half of anger.
Dude,
built
I don't
anger.
Care. I
regardless.
Mean,
if you with her,
no matter what, dog, you and her can have that conversation. But no, I would not. Me, I would, my thing is, I will stay my distance from your dad.
Exactly.
I will stay my distance from him. But no,
and I'm
just
going to keep you away from my daddy. But you're not going to disrespect my daddy.
Well, you know what? That ain't my thing either. I don't disrespect grown folks. I have, and I felt like shit after I did it. But like you said, distance yourself. Because I know if my mama would have heard half the shit that I've done or said to another grown up, she would kick my ass, and I'm 33 years old. But it's all about distance. Seeing, you know, you can't change people. Shit, so you distance yourself.
Exactly. I mean, you wouldn't want me, like, okay, let's just say, okay, hypothetically speaking, you know what I'm saying? Selena, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, fuck your punk ass daddy. You know, or your daddy come over and I'm like, nigga, what you gonna do, bitch? Yo, what your bitch ass gonna do? Nigga, you better sit your old ass down.
Then I'm just gonna have to help you pick your teeth up off the floor.
As well as you should, because there's no reason if me and you in a relationship that I should just go that far in. I mean, if I'm sitting here saying I love you, I want to be with you, I want to marry you, there's no motherfucking way I can't control myself to say, you know what, let me just excuse myself from this and walk away.
Okay, but what if it's the opposite though? What if you got that person's mother saying that shit to you? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? In my eyes, I'm going to do this. I would hope you would do the same thing. I would hope you would do the same thing. And me and you can sit down and have this conversation. Me and you can sit down and have our conversation. But if you jump up in my mama's face, talking about you can beat my mama ass, then no, I'm finna body slap, like you said.
That's right.
Well, let me go down the list right quick. I got a question for all the ladies. I'm going to start with you. Janine, you saw the show. You giving the ring back?
That's going to electrocute him.
What'd you say?
I say, are you giving the ring back?
I'm not getting no ring back, man. What are you talking about? You sound ridiculous.
So you're
going to
keep the ring?
You sound ridiculous.
Okay, all right, Mother Nature. Let me go to Mother Nature. If you broke up, would you give the ring back?
If what?
If you broke up, would you give the ring back?
I don't know what show you're talking about.
I know that, but I'm asking you a question. If we broke up and I say, give me my ring back, would you give me my ring back?
Yeah, I'll give you the ring back.
Okay. Selena, would you give me my ring back?
If you can fish it out the lake, you can have it. Or either beat me to the pawn shop. Your choice.
Alright. Liquor Store, would you give me my ring back?
Yeah, you can have your raggedy ass motherfucking ring back.
This is $21,000 ring now.
I don't give
ring
a fuck.
Ring cost
21 G's. And it was one that was 22 G's, your raggedy motherfucker. You can have this bitch back.
Because if I'm not asking for none of the stuff I gave you back, don't ask me for none of the stuff you gave to me. That's how I see it. It don't have nothing to do about what it is. I ain't asking for none of the shit I bought you. Don't ask for none of the shit you bought me.
Hold on, man.
Let me finish up. Waylo, now you a guy. You broke up. You expect to get your ring back. You wouldn't ask for the ring back. You let her keep the ring.
Yeah, that's just another confrontation.
Exactly.
Right.
The ring was 21 G's, dog.
Oh, right.
If I can afford to give her a $21,000 ring, I can afford to buy another one.
All right, dog. Y'all broke up.
Way to go, Waylo.
Hold on, y'all. I want to hear his answer. What? You want your ring back, dog?
My mama got a ring right now. I need that ring back. Yeah. Him, Ma.
Shit.
Okay, now, for all you ladies that say you wouldn't give the ring back, why? You ain't with the guy no more. Y'all ain't together anymore. He want his ring back. What's wrong with giving a man his ring back?
Hold on, can I say one thing before y'all even answer? Can y'all say, you know what? I heard what you said, Janine, and I understand what you said. Trust me, I do. I mean, okay, I ain't asked for none of the shit I didn't bought you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not asking for the clothes. I'm not asking for the shoes. I'm not asking. And I don't even care about, I don't care if the ring 21,000 or shit, 1,000. I mean, it was just the fact that's a symbolic thing. That's
right.
that was something that's symbolic. You know,
right.
that wasn't nothing I just bought you on a whim. I bought you that because this symbolized that me and you finna be together forever. And you sitting there talking about some, you broke bitch, fuck you finna go to jail tonight.
And you know what? She hollering all that. She hollering all that shit. I'll let her keep the ring. Get her the fuck away from you.
Fuck that. I'm getting my ring back.
My whole thing is, why would you want the ring? What you gonna do with the ring?
Is a point.
Shop,
you know, I gave you that ring to symbolize my love. Apparently, you don't love me the way I love you because you're snapping out on my mama.
You
give me my shit back.
You sit home in your rocking chair and look at this ring and cry about it.
Goddamn
no,
right, but I bet you won't disrespect my mama no more. Give me my fucking ring back.
I'll bat you a whole lot of shit to love with you.
I don't
like
care
if the
motherfucker came from Kmart. I want my shit back.
Exactly. That's what everybody keep looking at. The money. It's not the money. Like I said, the ring can cost $5 or $5,000. It symbolizes something. It symbolizes
right.
Something.
Okay.
Why do you
want that?
Because you ain't my wife no more. You not going to be my wife. That was something that was symbolic.
Well, that's the going away present.
Hey, but hold on, man, hold on. I want to hear Janine's answer to the question you asked her. What about that, Janine? It symbolizes my love for you. You don't love me anymore. Why wouldn't you want to give me the ring back?
To me, it's the same thing as if I could have given him a ring or I could have given you anything we buy each other symbolizes our love for each other. We don't just buy people stuff off the street. Just to buy people stuff just because we want to spend our money on people. When we spend our money and buy things for other people, it's because we're doing it for that other person or it makes you feel good to give people something, and it's for that love that you have for that person. Everything you buy, so if I buy you a motorcycle, I'm not going to ask for that back.
That's totally different.
That's,
this is an engagement ring. This means we're going to be together forever.
I understand that. That's something you love to death. That's something you love, and you know I bought that for you or whatever, and you love that damn thing to death. Now, if I come try to take that back, y'all been trying to kill somebody.
Okay, yeah. All right, now,
I'm just really saying, if it's something that y'all really love, y'all would think we was petty. You see what
okay.
I mean?
I understand what you're saying. I get your point. But, to a certain extent, I'm with you 50-50. I'm 50% with you, and I'm 50% like,
at the end of the day, it's all material shit. And material shit can't go.
Exactly.
It's not trivial, man. It means I love you, man. What part of that y'all mean?
And you taking the ring back, don't change that. And you taking the ring back does not change it. It does not change
that you don't love me because I'm taking the ring back.
Time out, people. Time out. We all can't talk at once. We all can't talk at once. Time out. Now, all right. Janine,
he said time out because he want to make his point. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father Sam.
I was going to start with y'all just saying one-on-one so we could get an understanding of this. Janine, you saying that, okay, regardless of whatever anybody buys, it's the same, you know, it all symbolizes love.
It all symbolizes love that you have for the other person. What I'm saying is, regardless if you take the ring back or not, that does not change the love you have for that person. That's just right. Because you take the ring, you saying it symbolizes the love I have. So what, because you take the ring back, now you don't love the person no more? That don't change anything. If you still going to take the same amount of time to get over that person or whatever you're going to do, to get over that love that you have if you decide not to be with that person no more. It's still the same. Taking the ring back don't mean nothing.
No, the ring symbolizes a promise. The ring is the symbol of a promise that we made to be together. So if we're not going to be together, and
give me my ring back.
I might be, you know what I'm saying, taking it too far, whatever, but in all honesty, in the fucking court of law, if you come with an engagement ring, the judge is going to make you give that ring back because you did not go through with your promise. Now, that's a different story if you actually got married and now he asked for the ring back. No, we went through with all of that. You can't have the ring back because the promise was fulfilled. You know what I'm saying?
Liquor store, let me let you in on a little secret. I'm from the streets, baby. I ain't going to no goddamn court to get my ring back. You going to give me my shit back. I don't need no judge to tell you. Give me my shit back. I want my shit back.
It might be that petty. You never know.
I don't love your ass no more. I mean, to me, it's like this.
So what? Y'all finna, like, kill each other over a fucking $21,000?
Exactly. I don't care if the ring, like you said, I don't care if it costs $5. If you don't want to give it back, I'll cut your fucking finger off. You're going to give me my ring back. We're not together anymore. It was a farce.
Well,
you said you love me. I said I love you. You're talking crazy to my mama. That means if you're talking crazy to my mama, you don't respect me because you don't respect my mother.
But I'm on your side.
So why should I be with you?
I'm on your side, Tom. I would give you your shit back.
I knew that. But you was talking about a goddamn court.
I'm just playing with you, dear.
But Janine, I ain't playing with you. You're going to give me my shit back.
You ain't the only one good with no knives.
You give me my ring back. I want my ring back. I mean, if you just blatantly disrespect my mother, you don't respect me. Because if you respect me, you wouldn't talk to my mother that way.
I agree on that point. I wouldn't do nothing like that on that take of it. No. But we talking about the ring. I don't disrespect other people's parents because I don't. Even though I feel like my parents deserve to be disrespected, I still wouldn't want you to do it.
Okay, let's say we together. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, I'm Scrappy and you Erica. You go crazy on my mama like that. You got all this anger built up, and it just finally, you just let it go. I say the wedding's off. I'm calling it's off. It's off. Just give me my ring back and let me go. You wouldn't give me my ring back?
You said if I did go off on your mama like that?
Right.
In that situation they was in,
and I said the engagement's off, give me my ring back.
I probably would at that point.
Okay.
If I did something like that, yeah. Because I'd be mad, wouldn't give a fuck, and throw you your ring back or whatever.
You ain't gonna throw my ring back. That motherfucker, you throw a $21,000 ring back at me if you want.
That ring right in your face.
Whoa. Okay, hold on. Take away. Stop saying the $21,000. I mean, because the ring, like we said, whether it was $21,000 or $21, stop talking about thousands. About it. It's the principle.
Well, I don't care. You ain't throwing my ring back at me. I'll slip it on your finger. You can put it back in my hand.
You know, you
asking
for too much.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Now, the bottom line is, well, I guess the biggest point we're trying to get to is the disrespect factor. I mean, come on. Now, everybody knows that was just beyond disrespect.
Yeah, you disrespect the grown person. You're safe, our number.
She crossed the line. She definitely
crossed
the line.
All right, I think he wanted to.
And we don't say that parents don't cross the line. We know parents cross the line at times. Hell, my mama said something. I can't remember what she said. She called him, asked him if he retarded or something.
Yeah, but you know, you expect that from your mom. You know,
and
like my mama's 60.
Oh,
she tend to say some off the wall shit.
But she was wrong for that. Why would you say something like that to somebody and don't think you're not, you know,
And this is the way of snapping on the damn. It was a whole different way she could have snapped on it and not even raised her damn voice, not cuss words.
Exactly. You could have said what you had to say without all that jumping, hooping, and hollering.
Uh-huh.
Then you going to charge my mother like you was finna hit her? No.
And that big ass
that's
face with an 8-inch
camera. That's all that was.
And see, that's what.
Okay, now hold up, y'all. I'm going to ask Waylo. Waylo, I keep hearing you saying all this, but now let's put it on you. You sitting there. She just blatantly disrespects your mother like that. I mean, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna grab her and say, excuse us. I'm gonna take her to the bathroom and lock the door. You know how your mama used to come up to school and whoop your ass in the bathroom when you did something like that? Beat her ass and make her go apologize.
I know that's right.
Thank you.
That's
and you want your ring back, right?
Mm-mm.
Hey, let's go.
We're going to squash this shit.
We already got the ring.
I understand you say let the ring go. I'm going to let the ring go. But I just need to make this point. Why would you want, I'm talking to you, Waylo, why would you want to let her keep the ring after she just totally disrespected your mother on TV? Why would you want her to have anything that you gave her?
Because people do shit because of money and fame. And like I said, if those cameras weren't there, she wouldn't have did that shit. So either we're going to sit here and we're going to talk this shit out, or either you're going to carry your raggedy ass on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If my mama don't accept her apology, then
I don't know, man. Just talking to my mother like that, man. I mean, over the phone, I could see, man, but that shit was right in his face. He was right there.
That shit, right?
I mean, come on. I don't want her to have shit that I ever gave her. If I could take the kid,
well,
I would.
Well, shit, she got a shadow about it. She trying to take the child and the ring, too?
Well, I'm pretty sure she's going to get to keep the kid.
I'm saying I would let her keep the ring, too. That's what some of y'all love.
Not disrespecting my mother like that.
I'm saying,
she did not
have to
come like that.
What?
Y'all keep talking about material. I mean, come on, people.
The whole thing is, if y'all can work that shit out after this shit's over with, then y'all can work shit out. If it can't be worked out, then go your fucking separate ways.
Exactly,
because
as long as you're talking about a ring, that means she still got power over you. That means she still got mental power over you. Let that shit go.
A fucking ring ain't shit but a fucking precious metal wrapped around your goddamn finger saying
but
that.
But it symbolizes, man. It's a symbol, man. That's the point.
It's a symbol. It's a symbol.
And that time's out of symbol,
but motherfuckers walk around here without a ring all day long. How many people you know that's married that walk around without a ring?
Shit, my wife got her ring on. That motherfucker stay on.
We're saying other people.
I know.
There are many people
other
who walk around without their ring.
Y'all missing the point, though. The point is the ring symbolizes
the
love.
We get the point.
The ring don't symbolize the love. The ring symbolizes that you married. The love is an internal feeling that you have for somebody else.
I'm talking about the engagement ring.
Give me my ring back. You know, this ain't working. You know, it's not the actual way. I mean, like you say, yeah, it's millions of people that get married and no, they don't wear their rings. But this promise has never been fulfilled. So let's just be able to cut ties and go on about our business.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you want to leave, take you and that motherfucking ring and get your ass gone.
Yeah.
Fuck that ring.
Because she didn't break the promise. Y'all said y'all didn't want to marry her. He said he didn't want to marry her, so she didn't break the promise.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who said the wedding was off. That is because it comes down to an agreement, okay? Because if one person say that the marriage, that the wedding is off, ain't nobody walking down the aisle. Or you can walk down that aisle if you want to, but don't expect for the other person to show up. So that don't matter.
I understand that, but I'm saying she didn't break the promise.
The promise has not been fulfilled because you're not actually going to walk down that aisle. The engagement ring.
That engagement ring can change into a regular ring if I put it on a different finger.
You ain't gonna have no fingers fucking with me. I guarantee you won't be able to wear that motherfucker.
I'll put it on my other hand.
Yeah, okay. You better not let me see you. She wear my shit on her right hand, dog.
I just
think the ring symbolizes our commitment.
How come women don't give a man an engagement ring? How about that? How come women don't give a man an engagement ring?
Not all women don't.
Come here.
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Because usually the man asks the woman. And this is not to say that she can't have an engagement ring or get him one, but it's usually the woman gets hers first because he's the one that asks her.
Right, but everybody thinks it's so traditional for the man to ask the woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on, man. Now, y'all know just like I do, you know how frowned upon that would be on it. In that your whole circle, wait a minute, you gave him a ring. You bought him a ring. What the fuck you mean? Are you everybody from your mama to your grandmama, baby? Bought that man a ring?
Everybody. Right, I would say yes, man.
That's how society sees you.
I would say yes because I'd be scared. If she asked me, yes. Because she got something planned. You say no? And she done broke tradition. I'm gonna say yes like a motherfucker. She get down on one knee. I'm saying yes in front of everybody.
And that's why women don't do it.
Damn right. That hey, they can do it if they want to get married because they're scared the hell out the man. I mean, I wouldn't even know how to react if a woman said, "If me and somebody was together, we at a restaurant and she get on one knee with a ring, I wouldn't even know what to say. I'd be fucking shocked."
Catch me on one knee. I lost the contact.
Shit is that?
That's horrible.
So let me ask
I would
you
never,
this.
Ever, I would never, ever do that. I feel like it's hard enough for most men to get married in the first place. You decide that that's what you want to do. I want to make sure that you truly want to do that and not feel like you're only doing it because I asked you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's putting pressure on the motherfucker. That's some pressure.
Shit, you there, man. Shit, that's damn near like trying to defuse a bomb.
I don't do good under pressure.
Well, you
I say yes, but we ain't gonna never walk the fucking aisle. I'll keep putting that shit off.
You about to ask something, Waylo. What was it?
Put your shirt off.
Waylo?
Yeah.
You about to ask something. What was it?
No, I was gonna say, so it ain't no woman on this show that would ask a man to marry them, knowing that that dude would marry them if y'all asked him.
Hell
really nobody would do it, knowing that he's gonna say yes, and you want to get married.
I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Again, back go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Top me your chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweep random cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Austin twins. Niggas just square, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Fox said, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beat. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleeve. Bang, bang, bang.
Survival is a game of chance. Revenge is a calculated plan of action.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation, walk the road to riches bare feet.
Me,
I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer, a new LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. And what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood, we have a trip. Yeah.
I come looking for you, a
what you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back.
Come on.
You don't like that song?
Hell no.
That song's pretty tight. I mean, Rick Ross gonna die, but that's okay.
Oh my God.
All right, let's. That motherfucker got the whole game before his ass.
Oh,
he ain't gonna last too much longer.
That's bad.
Well, hey, that's life. Pay that money. Yeah. You pay the people you're supposed to pay, and you'll be all right. But let me, all right, ladies, let me ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we together. You know, so we together. We got a baby together. We break up, right? We living in the same house. We break up.
Mm-hmm.
You move out. You know, I'm in a crib. You got your own crib. But you don't want to tell me where you live. But we got a baby together. Don't nobody see a problem with that?
Yeah,
am I the only person that see a problem with that? If we got
yeah.
a baby together, you got your own crib, I got my own crib. How come I can't know where you stay?
Because you're probably a psycho.
That ain't the point. We still got a baby
together.
Well,
you gotta be crazy if you had a baby with me.
What that got to do with anything? What you need to know is she live there for?
It's my baby.
Got my kids there.
So you ain't gotta go over there? All you gotta do is call.
Now, come on, really.
I'm always
a
bad guy.
I mean, come on, now. You mean to tell me you not gonna let me know what my kids stay at?
I mean, it depends on different situations. I'll put it like that. Certain situations, hey, calls for shit like that.
But it's my baby. I don't have a right to know what my son or daughter's living.
Hey, it probably was a situation whereas y'all probably got into it so bad you didn't even give a damn if your son or daughter was like that. So she probably just covering her ass.
That ain't the point, though. It don't matter why we broke up.
Okay, but understand what I'm going to say. If you had a baby by her, you probably trusted her that she got your baby, or your baby is in good hands. So why the hell would you care where she lives?
Because that's my what?
So what?
Yeah. That's my damn child. I want to know.
You know what? I'm you know what? Y'all.
The thing,
really
let me tell you about
y'all too.
Let me tell you about y'all too right quick. If don't nobody agree with y'all, then y'all get out into your little half voices. Don't ask the question if you just want everybody to agree.
I don't want you to agree. I don't give a damn if you agree with me or not, but let's just use common sense. If I didn't do nothing to you, we just broke up, and you want to be an asshole and be like, I ain't letting you know why I stay. That's just fucking wrong.
On a lot of levels. That's
everybody
wrong.
Have their opinion.
All right, I'm going to go down the list. Janine, we was together. We broke up. You moved out. Would you tell me where you was living? We have a child together. Do you think I need to know where my child is living?
Of course, so you can come get your child anytime
you
like.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Mother Nature.
Yes.
Can I know where my baby living? Would you have a problem with telling me where you live?
No, I don't have a problem with you telling me to get your child.
Okay, well, we already know how Selena feel.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to flip it with you, Liquor Store. I'm going to flip it. We had a bad breakup. I mean, it was cussing, pushing, shoving. You move out. You take my child with you. I meet up with you. I call you. You accept my call. We decide to meet at a coffee shop. We drinking some coffee, talking. And I ask you, I tell you, well, I want to see my daughter. What's your address? You give it to me?
Yes, I'm not a vindictive bitch.
Huh?
Yes, I'm not a vindictive bitch. I mean, our breakup is our breakup. I'm not going to... That's stupid.
I don't think it's vindictive at all, but I think it's different cases and different scenarios.
Okay.
Well, Selena, I just gave you two different scenarios. You wouldn't let me see my kids, neither one of them.
Hold on, dog.
That's not what you said. You didn't say nothing about seeing your kids. You said, do I have to let you know where I live at?
Where my daughter's
living. You can have dropout points and every other thing. That don't have nothing to do with where you live at. My house is my house, and yours is yours. It could have been a breakup whereas we were fighting in front of the damn kids, and I don't want you to know where I live because you might want to come and act a fool.
Okay, Selena, give me the point.
I've never done it. I can't see myself doing it.
No, I ain't saying you did do it. I'm just saying, give me the situations where you feel like you're not going. Okay, you just gave me one. You just said one. Give me the rest of your points. You feel like okay, the reasons why I wouldn't let you come know where I stay at. You just said one that we got to a big fight.
Okay, I'm gonna give you one that I know, you know, what I thought was stupid that I've seen with my own eyes. Okay, so this girl, they broke up, moved. She didn't want him to stay. She didn't want him to know what she said, he knew what she said. And she said, well, the baby needs tennis shoes. I'm gonna get tennis shoes. Shit, I broke up at your house. Shit, ask that nigga who at your crib picking you up to buy them shoes. You know, what they got to do with the kids, you bag your kids' shoes because you think another man coming to my house picking me up, you know? Maybe they don't sound right to everybody, but I mean,
okay, was they still fucking? Was they still fucking?
Who?
The two people, was they still fucking?
No, not at all. They've been broken up for months, and she was terrified of this person because he had beat her up. Actually, he even beat her up with her fucking kid in her hand. Actually,
so, in other words, that goes back to the pilot. That goes back to the violence thing, right?
Exactly. Or
we passed that one now. Give me another one. Give me another one other than violence.
Violent, verbally, shit, mentally. And I mean, shit, you ain't paying rent over there, and it can be a drop-off point. I mean, what? I mean, I'm not saying that you don't have to let that person know where you live. I'm just saying it shouldn't be imperative that you have to let a motherfucker know where you live at because they child over there. You know your child is.
But if it's a kid involved, I want to know where my baby's staying.
Why do you have to come over to her establishment to come and see that child? Why can't y'all just, you know what I'm saying, have a meetup, a drop-off point or a meetup with somebody, with each other?
You know, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
So they can have a state of mind that child is safe and that child is around.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. We can have a drop-off point all day,
safe.
But I still want to know how my baby lives.
If
your
child wasn't
going to
be safe, then why the hell would you have a child by her anyway? And if you
it might not be her. It might not be her. It might be some new guy that the person is with. When women get with new guys, they change. And I know people don't want to believe that, but
well,
they
I don't
do.
Talk to women.
And
little girls posing as women.
Well, I'm just saying, but it happens all the time. And they put their children in unsafe situations with these people. And it just happens. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it does. So if that father is a key person in that child's life, then don't stop that father from being a key person. Now, I can understand the whole violence thing, but if y'all not together, if y'all ended it, whatever the reasons may be, there should be no problem why this man should not be able to see how his child is.
And that's true. And that's
Because she could be having a child living in squalor or something.
She would want her to see, not know where she lives. If it wasn't violent, I never would even see a problem with the person not letting them know where they live at. That would be dumb.
Okay, but
you actually
look, as a woman, you got a baby by a dude, and he like, well, shit, you know what I'm saying? My new chick stay here. I don't want you to know where I stay. You, as a woman, or whatever his reason is,
exactly. There's
no way, especially your little girl, there's no way you're going to let your daughter go somewhere and with her father, with her uncle, with her auntie, with her sister, with your mama, anywhere where, you know what I'm saying, you don't know where they're going to be.
It don't matter if it's a daughter or a son. No, I wouldn't go for it, definitely not. Nope.
So, okay, then it has to go both ways. That's just,
yeah.
Come on, that shit got to go both ways. This is a mutual
attack.
Yeah,
and I've seen it play on both parts where a man had a girlfriend and abused his son. So, you know, it works both ways.
Okay, definitely. But I'm saying there's
many scenarios where I don't see a problem with him not knowing where she lives at. I don't get it.
Well, I don't mean to nitpick on the gender of the child. I mean, regardless, your child is your child, whether it's a boy or a girl. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying it shouldn't be a biggie.
Well, goddamn it, I want to know where my baby living. I want to know the environment because you know my environment because we used to live together. So you already know what goes on at my crib. I want to know what goes on at your crib. I'm not saying as far as who you deal with. I don't care about all that. I just want to make sure that my baby is in a safe environment. I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. If I want to come and pick my daughter up, I shouldn't have to meet you at the motherfucking Walmart to pick her up. I should be able to come to the crib and pick my baby up. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I ain't got to walk all through your house. But if I knock on the door, you know, because, I'll put it to you like this. I hear what you said because I've walked in the house and I've seen motherfuckers sitting there for the 5 o'clock. In front of my daughter, and my daughter was sitting on the table. Come on, man. You're not finna do this in front of... I did snap off. I went off, and like I told motherfucker, I'm finna lay off down. But hold on. Selena, before you say something, her whole thing was, you don't need to come to my house because me and you not together no more. But had I not walked in there and seen that situation... Who's to say what? I mean, how far she to let it go?
I
just gave some scenarios on why I would never do that. Hell, probably, I wouldn't do that. I never have done that. But I know in some cases, well, I think it's very important that they do.
Well, you know what? I'd flip it. If I had my daughter. If I had custody of my daughter when she was, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, I wouldn't have a problem with her mother coming to pick her up. from my crib. I wouldn't have no problems with that. You, here's the address. You know, Google it, map it, give you the right directions. Come and get them.
And you know,
I don't understand why women be
so
like, I don't want you knowing where I'm living. You can pick her. You know, that's bullshit. That's because you're trying to hide something. I don't care who you with. Most
you know
of the times.
Let me finish my point.
Please let me finish. Most of the time, women do that shit because they fucking around with somebody and they don't want the baby daddy to know. Most of the time, that's what that is.
It's over.
I'll give you a better one.
It's over. I don't care who you fuck with.
I'll give you a better one. Some of them usually just use the babies as a pawn.
Yeah, that's the man.
And
yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
And you
said, I agree
100%. That, you know, I know a guy that had custody of his child, and he was a good guy. He really was. And this girl made it her. He kept moving because she was doing so much vindictive. She didn't give a damn about him or the child. She was doing so much vindictive shit to him, whereas she would come over there and tear up his shit or just make up little lies about, you know what I'm saying, woo-woo-woo, the police came. Of course, they're going to side with the girl because she just sat up here and lied. So that's another scenario where I wouldn't want the chick to know where the hell I live if she coming over here tearing up stuff and give a damn without even seeing the child. That's just an excuse to get over there to see what you got going on. So, I mean, you know, there's so many screwed up people out here. So, yeah, you should definitely
That's when you start proving your case. This motherfucker is crazy, and everywhere I go, he or she comes to cause a problem. That's when you start proving your case, and if it's that type
of thing. Yeah, right. That's special circumstances.
Yeah,
but I'm going to flip it.
We just talking about on regular, just, you know what I'm saying, you.
Right, regular shit.
Up, and, you know,
I don't
think
nothing regular.
Like that.
I'm going to flip it. This is for the ladies. All right, ladies, listen. I'm going to flip it for y'all. We've been in a 10-year relationship. Okay, this goes out for all the ladies. We was in a 10-year relationship. Right? We broke up. Okay? We meet up, you know, to discuss some things. You know, we may have property together or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We ain't seen each other in like 6 months. All right, I call you up. I say, hey, look, we need to get together. You know, we need to discuss this property and all this bullshit, right? We get together. I ain't seen you in 6 months, and I ask you. I say, what's up? Are you seeing somebody now? Would you tell me the honest answer? I'm gonna start with a liquor store. 10 years, we've been together 10 years. We break up. I haven't seen you in 6 months. We together discussing, you know, how we going to divide up our property. And I just come out the clear blue sky and ask you, so what's up? You know, I ain't talking in 6 months. Are you seeing somebody? Would you tell me the honest truth? Or would you lie to me?
I know I would tell you to mind your business. That's not what we're here for. Let's take care of what we're here for.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. But me knowing me and you knowing me, I ain't going to accept that answer.
I don't give a damn what you accept. That's not what we're here for. Let's talk about who gets what and where it goes, and let's be on our separate ways.
So in other words, you ain't going to answer the question. You ain't going to say yes or no.
I'm going to tell you that is pointless information. It doesn't matter. I'm going to say that.
Okay. All right. I respect that. I mean, in that situation, I wouldn't respect that, but hypothetically speaking, I would respect that. Selena,
what?
10 years. I ain't seen you in 6 months. I come out the blue sky. So you seeing somebody? You tell me the truth or you lie to me?
Actually, I wouldn't have no reason to lie to you. 10 years and 6 months? Yeah, I would definitely tell you the truth. Unless
you would
looking good and I wanted to tap that one more time. I probably say nah.
Oh, wow. What about the other guy? Boy, I tell you, women. Woo.
Hey, you asked me to tell the truth, shit.
I ain't mad at you. If I wanted to get it again, I'd be like, hey, what's up, baby? Mother Nature.
Uh-oh.
Would you tell me the truth? Or would you lie to me?
Being I ain't like most women anyway.
Okay, all right. Janine, would you tell me the truth or would you lie to me?
You said we hadn't seen each other in 10 years.
No, we were together. We were together for 10 years. We divided up our property.
Uh-huh.
I haven't talked to you in 6 months. I haven't talked to you. I haven't seen you. I haven't heard from you. Nothing.
Uh-huh.
And I just come out the blue sky and say, hey, so you seeing somebody?
Yeah, I'll say yeah if I am.
So you would tell me the truth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Waylo. You with your girl for 10 years. Y'all break up. Y'all divide up property. She asks you. Look you square in your face. Say, I ain't talked to you in 6 months. Are you seeing somebody? Do you tell her the truth? Or do you lie to her? Let's say you are seeing somebody. You tell her the truth? Waylo?
All right.
And that's Waylo stepped away. All right, what about you, dog? You tell her the truth or you lie to her?
I'll tell her the truth.
You would tell her the truth?
Yeah, if I'm with somebody, I'm with somebody. If I'm not, I'm not.
All right, now let me ask you a question. If you ask her and she didn't answer, you know, she gave you that liquor store answer, you get mad?
Mm-mm. I'm really going to try to fuck just because you're playing games.
I don't know. I think I get mad. I want to know who the fuck you.
What
saying?
You gonna get mad for? You ain't with her.
Shit. Answer the question.
She ain't got to. It ain't none of your business.
Exactly. You know what? That's true. That's true.
Thank
what,
you.
Hold on. What you just said is very, very true. But if we got a 10-year bond, I don't want to see you with nobody else.
So
I don't want to hear about you with nobody else.
Then we no longer have a 10-year bond. That bond was broken.
Because I do want to know. I want to know if you're fucking somebody else.
Complicated.
My question is, what the fuck? If I tell you I am fucking somebody else, if I tell you I'm not, does that mean that I can't get to whatever it is we here to divide property over?
Hell
you
no.
You doing too much.
You just want somebody to tell you what you want to hear. That ain't how I operate.
And I wouldn't tell you we fucking. Now, if you just ask me, am I seeing somebody? Yeah. But that's not none of your business if I'm fucking him or not.
Well, if you say you seeing him, then 9 times out of 10, you fucking him.
Well, you can presume anything you want, but I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Right.
Because that's not none of your business.
And which is why I would say, what
the
fuck is that?
Probably why she left your ass. That's pretty much why she left your ass.
I left her, goddammit.
Well, I'm pretty sure she happy.
But if you fucking somebody else, I want to know, goddammit. I want to know.
Why do you care about who she fucking?
Because I'm like most other men.
No,
they don't want to see somebody that they used to fuck somebody else.
Well, whatever. Who cares about what you want to see? The matter is that we broke up. So what the fuck? If you really care that much about me, then we should. You know what I'm saying? Either you would have done what you were supposed to do, or I would have done what I was supposed to do. And we still do together.
Me and my ex-wife and her girlfriend sat at the same table and had drinks.
Say what? What did you say?
Me and my ex-wife and her boyfriend are at the same table. I had sex.
Well, I can't do that.
I
can't do that.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No, I can't do that.
I sit right there. Hey, what's out of the apartment? You're not even my concern no more.
Exactly.
Good luck. This crazy bitch that you sitting across from, she gonna do some shit to your ass since you wait. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Enjoying my drink.
I'm shooting everybody at the table.
Pay me a couple of dollars, I'll give you a secret. You like it when you go this way.
See, that just ain't right. But shit, I was 3 weeks from the altar, and you know what I'm saying? Shit, my fucking ex-girlfriend wanted to call. First love, as a matter of fact, wanted to call, invite us to the, you know, okay, you know what? I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to be real polite about it. No, we're not going to accept your invitation to come to your goddamn house since you just want to see it with your own eyes. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with that. You are in the past. All
right, okay. All right, since you brought that up, man, everybody know my story of my first wedding. I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to start with you, Waylo. All right, listen here, bro. Would you invite your ex-wife to your wedding?
Hell no.
Okay, all right. Janine, you got an ex-husband. Would you invite your ex-husband to your marriage?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. What about you, Lugsta? Would you invite your ex to your wedding?
No.
No, huh? Okay. Selena, would you invite your ex to your wedding?
No.
God damn.
My ex.
Mother Nature, are you still on the show? Or are you just holding the phone?
My ex.
What?
Would you invite your ex to your wedding?
It's cool.
No.
Oh, goddamn. I guess I'm the only dumb motherfucker to do some stupid shit like that.
Yep, you were.
I guess so. I guess you know that I was getting married, but no, I'm not going to hand you no invitation to you.
You ain't even invited. I don't even know what the fuck you're doing for.
I
can't do an
invitation to fuck my shit.
No, I mean, I'm just
because that's going to be the one motherfucker that say, I'll
Oh.
Okay, Waylo, you got a daughter. Waylo, you got a daughter. I'm going to rap to you. You got a daughter, right? You've been married. Now you're divorced. Your daughter is in your wedding. Okay, she's going to be marching down the aisle. You would invite your ex to see that? Her
hell
mother?
No. I mean, that's a different situation. If me and my ex right now, we've come to terms that she know I will fuck her up. And with that being known, me and her have not had problems since. So if she wanted to come, I would tell her that I'm getting married. Bianca's going to walk down the aisle. Do you want to see your daughter walk down the aisle? That's to you, yes or no.
There you go, dog. See, we on the same. You my motherfucker, man. That's the only reason
I
did, dog.
I
mean, what I'm saying, but that depends on the relationship that you have with your ex.
Yeah.
If you had a fucked up relationship, why would you invite your ex? Now, if you had a mutual breakup and the shit was just like, okay, we've grown our separate ways and it's time for us to part ways, and shit, there was no drama, well, then, yeah, that's not the situation. I mean, you know you had a fucked up situation. That's just stupid.
All right, wait a minute. It was a bad breakup, dog, but your daughter's still walking the aisle. Would you invite her mama? Waylo? Oh, now he quiet. Now he ain't got nothing to say. Ain't that a bitch? All right, dog. You getting married. You got girls. You getting married. Y'all had a bad breakup. You and your first bad breakup. But your daughter's is in the wedding. Would you invite her so she could see her daughters walk down the aisle?
Nope.
You still wouldn't do it?
No, for what? This is my day. This ain't got to do with her.
And we'll send her a video.
Fuck, I care about her.
When our daughter come over, she can see the video. Here, take your mama to the wedding video.
I
ain't had no video. My punk ass cousin was talking about it's too goddamn hot to record.
For the most part, I'm going to tell you like this. I'll be honest with you. For the most part, my kid's mama probably didn't want to come no damn way. So, I ain't got that problem.
You're right.
And you get them the video for what? For them to burn it up?
I mean, hey, I'm for the fuck what you doing?
The
motherfucker
on fire.
Right. Don't show me that shit.
Oh, Janine, at least she wasn't late.
Oh, you know what? Oh, what?
Okay.
All that damn cosigning you doing in the background. Yeah, I hear you.
But I went through with it, but I did it.
Yeah, 2 hours later.
Okay, well,
I did it.
At least I can say I did it.
Yes, you did, and congratulations.
Yes, so glad it's over.
You sure would have been sitting there by yourself fucking with me. You'd be marrying God.
Okay.
But people, everybody remember, you can type in SinCityRadio.net or SinCityRadio.ning.com. Still get to the site, but we prefer everybody to use the .net. You know, it's just, you know, one word, SinCityRadio.net. We moving up in the world, y'all. We got our own domain name. You know, we want to thank everybody for participating. Much love to Miss Yummy and Love Child for the poems. That's what's up. My man got a new question on the site my man put up earlier today. It's called What's Your Name? Everybody need to go in and fill that out. It goes by your birth month and birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, my name is King Backdoor.
That don't sound right.
It really don't.
I'm King of the Backdoor, baby. Good action, boy.
You ain't even had
that. I wouldn't
keep yelling that. I wouldn't keep yelling that.
Hey, what's your name, man? What's your name?
That same sound.
Oh,
you King something, because we in the same month. So I know you King.
Oh.
King what?
Mine say I'm King Slurper.
Oh, shit.
All right, hey, y'all got to go to the site. Put your name up. I'm King Backdoor. He King Slurper.
I'm Tasty Tantalizer.
That ain't what it say. That ain't say for your month.
Yes, it is July 31st. You got it off my page, punk.
Oh, come on now. Sweeney, you ain't lying about your shit, are you?
No.
Oh shit, Leo's in the house.
Oh,
man,
you coming up.
I ain't anything, I'm honest, honey. So I'm like,
my birthday's July 31st.
You a Leo?
Yes, ma'am, July 30th.
Oh, that was my best friend's birthday. She passed.
Oh, big up to Love Child. She like my blog, y'all. I got a new blog on there. I need some comments, y'all. What's up? Big up to Love Child. She showed me some love. I show her love all the time too, though. But y'all got to get on there, man. Let us know what y'all name is. Feel me?
Hey, Cass.
Yeah.
Who was that on your picture with that championship belt?
Shit, I ain't gonna post no other motherfucker. Why? What you want to know for, huh? I'm Miss Pearly.
You gonna need that belt.
Oh, shit. You ain't ready. You ain't ready.
I bet the belt, fucker.
There's only one way to get that title, baby. There's only one way to get it.
All right, I see we got a Love Child. Her name is Kitty Spanker.
Man, you really make that sound fucked up. Kitty Spanker. That really sounds...
Hey, man, I'm just reading it, man.
Sound like Bob Barker or something. Come on down, Kitty Spanker. You're the best contestant.
Hey, all right, Kitty Slurper.
Hey. I think my name sounds a little bit better than yours.
Hey, I'm King Backdoor, dog.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right.
Waylo just told you what.
Okay, that's not.
Baby, I'm rolling with it. Fuck it. I'm rolling with it.
Okay. Y'all in these names. Y'all doing
Mother Nature. Mother Nature.
I'll tell you her name right now.
All I'm going to say is, hey, talk to the man. Talk to him. Let him know that that is not appropriate.
Mother Nature is Kitty Tickler.
Wait a minute. I don't have no name. Don't be putting me on that site with none of them crazy ass names. Y'all doing
you Kitty Tickler.
Okay, somebody do math. Somebody do math.
When's your birthday?
When's your birthday?
February 2nd.
Baby Pumper.
Baby Pumper.
How did I get
that? That sounds disgusting.
Right, it's like you're a child molester.
I know.
Pumping babies and shit.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like I'm going around playing with kittens.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, but everybody got a log on. SinCityRadio.net. And let us know what your porn name is.
You and Wick look like father and son on this picture.
Oh my God.
Whatever, man. Yeah, he look like he my father.
Yeah, he do look older than a motherfucker there.
I have something that I want to talk about for tomorrow, if y'all don't have nothing.
What you got?
I wonder, do people believe in your horoscope, like your sign?
I don't believe in that shit.
You know what? I occasionally look at that, and I mean, sometimes if you say something good, I probably try to make it work.
Well, I mean, who they say you should be with. Now, you know how they say one sign, you only have certain signs that you should be with. And,
yep.
You know, or otherwise, y'all don't work or y'all don't match. Have y'all ever seen stuff like that?
Man,
yeah,
I say Gemini.
Like they
hey,
say
y'all,
Virgos.
We Geminis, man.
I don't believe that. I can't get along with Gemini.
I don't know. It might be some truth to it, man, because my mom is a Gemini.
Hell yeah.
Shit, I was forced to get along with her ass.
I was going to say, that's a different relationship completely, entirely.
I know.
That don't count.
Oh, I'm just saying. See, I have no choice but to get along with her. Might be some truth to it. But, yeah, we can rock that out if that's what you want to talk about.
I just wondered.
And just to let y'all know, we do have a spot where if anybody got a topic they want to discuss on the show, you know, I was going to create a new one, but somebody brought it to my eye that we can use the forum. So if you got a topic, just go to the forum and type it in. We can holler about it. You know, SinCityRadio.net. So, just to let y'all know that. Putting up some new movies tonight. Have anybody seen Oblivion yet with Tom Cruise?
Nope.
All right, I'm going to throw that one up. Anybody got something they want to request?
Oh, I did. Now I can't remember what. Shit. I'll hit you on the fight.
All right. Yeah, do that. We got a... Right now, I got Oblivion and Pain and Gain on there with The Rock.
Pain and Gain don't play on that, man.
I know, man. I'm just not seeing that, man. I'm glad you brought that up on the radio, dog. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm just letting you know, man. I'm just, you know what?
No, I see that now. I see that now. I'm going to replace it, though. Give me about 5 minutes after the show ends. You know, I put a new one up. You know me.
Oh, no.
I wanted to see the movie. I mean, hell. And I get on that motherfucker's way.
I'm just peeping that, dog. I'm working on it as we speak. Waylo, I don't know what's going on with your shit. I just cannot get your shit to play, dog.
I told you, I've been trying to upload movies for the longest, and I thought I was bullshitting. They just won't work.
I had no idea, man. I'm with you on the Waylo. I've been trying to do the shit for the longest. I've been trying to do it from everything, from my computer to my phone. It's just not working.
Yep. It's the file extension, man. I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. I got to go in there and tweak some shit. But I did watch a movie, though, dog.
Hmm?
I did watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I watched Old Girl.
I appreciate you reframing that.
Yeah, I watched Old Girl. I'm not saying I watched the movie, but I did watch Old Girl. You know, she was putting in some work.
Yeah. Very joyous occasion.
I'm pretty sure. But I'm working on it for everybody else. All
right,
to let y'all know, I'm working on getting that video put up.
Okay, man.
Give me a little while. I'll get
it. Anything else fucked up? Let's just get out of here. Let's just go. I just want to go. I don't want to be here no more. I just want to go.
You're a dog, Kev. Why don't you want to be here anymore?
I just want to go. I don't want to be here no more. Oh, shit.
It'll be all right.
All right. Janine, you got any last words?
On the show, it was good talking with you guys and everyone on the show, and I will be on here tomorrow.
All right. Mother Nature, you got any last words?
Well, it was interesting.
Womp, 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 womp.
All right. Way low.
Yeah, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Everybody have a good night.
Hey, man,
what was up with the rat, man?
The Who's Your Boy Entertainment, man.
What you say?
What was up with the rats?
Oh, man, they had us go to the cemetery, man. They had us go to the cemetery to test the water meter. And the water meter was in this little shack that looked fucked up. It looked like a crypt. So we had to go underground, which was full of spiders and shit. I'm standing there, and this motherfucking big-ass rat with these big-ass black eyes came out of nowhere and just sat there and stared at me. Then a couple of seconds later, like 10 little baby mice came out of nowhere and sat there and stared at me, and I tried to get the fuck out of there as quick as I could.
They came to their crib.
You know what, you're right. That's why I got the fuck out of there.
Like, what is this nigga doing?
You just go walking out shit.
The funny part was the mama rat was running around and shit, and one of the babies was attached to her nipple or whatever. So it looked like the baby mouse was stuck in the big mouse's ass. So that was freaking me out the first part. But then I just realized that the baby was trying to eat and shit, so.
Man, you must love your fucking job, boy.
Yeah, that was a big-ass rat, too. That was a big-ass rat.
Yeah, that motherfucker's huge.
I'm like, this motherfucker crazy. Ain't no way in hell I'd have went down there.
It was at a cemetery.
Hey, my first, it ain't here, but they just said it ain't here. I don't even know
what
the fuck you're looking for, but it ain't here.
Who's your boy, bro?
Nah, I was just
saying.
Who's your boy? I was just saying, I miss hearing the, you know, all right, man, holla, Who's Your Boy Entertainment. You know how you used to do it all.
You know, I got my own shit now. It's Mental Media. You know, I do my last CD and DVD duplication. Shit ain't stopped. Got a magazine on the way. I'm working on it. You know when it's time.
Yeah, tell your boy he need to come down on the price for them shirts.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on that.
Yeah, put our book in your magazine, dog.
Should send me all the information.
Y'all didn't hear, I'm going to be on the cover.
No, I didn't hear.
Yeah, that's news to me.
Yeah,
I was working on the album. I mean, I was working on the cover, but shit, I guess I got to change my shit up.
Oh my God,
don't let me know about that, man. We're supposed to be partners.
I'm asking you. What y'all
I had no idea, man. We got to communicate more, dog.
Yeah,
I'm working on the cover like a motherfucker over here. My shit don't mean
shit.
Put me
on the inside somewhere.
Oh, hilarious.
All right, Liquor Stove. You got any last words for us?
Yes. I enjoy myself. I enjoy talking to everybody. And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.
That's what's up. What you got for me, dog?
I see my boy Player playing. He listening. Shout out to my boy Player playing. Slick Meg, what's happening? Hey, y'all know what it is, SinCity.net now. I mean, but y'all still can get on from SinCityRadio.bing.com, but now it's SinCityRadio.net also. Just want to sound a little bit more professional.
Right. We own our own domain, y'all. We moving up in the world. But, like I said, we want to thank everybody for calling. We greatly appreciate it. We want to thank everybody for listening to us on the Internet. We appreciate that. And we're doing the same thing tomorrow night, y'all. Peace, love, and head grease. We out this motherfucker. As Bernie Mac would say.
All right. Peace.